Dale Ireland, technical product lead with Syngenta Seed Care. I do research and development work on corn and soy seed treatments.
So we were discussing Saltro. Do you want to kind of get into details on that?
So Saltro was introduced commercially 2 years ago. We've had two sales seasons, and of course we're beginning the 2022 sales season. It's been growing very rapidly. It's approaching half the market in the SDS and soybean cyst nematode seed protection marketplace. It's really known for being very safe to the plant, no negative plant response, protecting the best against sudden death syndrome of anything that's offered today. It's the most effective, and it also protects very well against soybean cyst nematode.
Outside of that, what is also the benefit for growers for using Saltro?
There are two things that really have impacted the increased amount of SDS that we see today in soybeans, and that is we're planting much, much earlier, and when you plant earlier in April, you get wetter and cooler soil temperatures. Wet, cool soils encourage Fusarium virgiliforme, which is the causal organism of sudden death syndrome. It's a root infection. So what Saltro does is it protects against that root infection that then drives those yellow specks and then the leaf destruction that you see in August, that you're starting to see out there in the fields today. So things like Saltro protect against that Fusarium that causes SDS, and nematodes actually make SDS worse. So nematodes are a problem every year, but when you have bad SDS, you generally have a nematode involved also. So when you protect against both of those, such as with Saltro, you really get two treats in one.
Where do you see the future of Syngenta in general, or Saltro, or other products you have going on?
As I said earlier, I do research and development for both corn and soy seed treatments. That's all I do for Syngenta for the U.S. And something else that's just recently come out of our research pipeline is a new fungicide seed treatment called Vyantis. And the active ingredient is picarbutrosox. It's now registered for corn and soybeans as a seed treatment. It protects very well against Pythium. Pythium is also a problem in soybeans when you plant early, just like SDS can be a problem. When we come out with the new premix that should be registered in the next 2 to 4 weeks, it will be called Cruisermax Apex. And Cruisermax Apex will bring market-leading Pythium protection to the U.S. soybean grower. So as we plant earlier, as our planting rates have dropped over the last 5 to 10 years, we're trying to protect every seed better with things like Saltro and things like Cruisermax Apex. So that combination together is going to offer your listeners the very best seed treatment protection they can get.
And as we're wrapping things up, is there anything you want to leave growers with, or anything else you want to touch base on?
Absolutely. One thing I'd really like to do, and we're remiss oftentimes on this, is thank people for their business and their support in the past with the Cruisermax family of products. We're committed very much to a strong research pipeline, identifying new innovative, new seed treatments to improve the return on investment for our customers.
If a grower wants to find more information, where can they go?
Certainly at syngentaseedcare.com. They can also talk with their local Syngenta agronomist, or anywhere that they buy their current Cruisermax Vibrance products, Syngenta Seed Care outlets, retailers that treat that seed. They can get information at any one of those locations.